the Tower Center at Unity Square. It's amazing, you know, to be able to look out and see that from the Price Tower as well. So you're going to want to take advantage of that. And in your room, we will put a bottle of champagne chilled for you and two champagne flutes that have Price Tower logo on them, and a special dessert that will be in your room waiting for you on New Year's Eve. So folks are going to want to really take advantage of that. And if you've never stayed in the Price Tower, what a great time to do that. They've been really refreshed and they look beautiful. And at a discounted rate. We've never really discounted our rates.
Never had to.
Like that. Yeah. So we've only got 9 rooms left. So if you're thinking about it, you know, grab a couple of your friends, you know, a couple friends, and make reservations in the hotel and then have dinner. And you never have to leave. It's a great way to bring in the new year.
It is. And, of course, the view from the top.
The view is
incredible.
Yeah, the view is amazing. So nothing like it up there. And it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So I just really encourage people to do that. And, you know, knowing that what you're doing is you're helping to support the Price Tower. You know, our staff, our restaurant, you know, everybody knows it's been a very difficult year for, you know, the hospitality industry. And so we just encourage people to, you know, do what they can. And if you want to get your friends together and come on out and enjoy the Price Tower, it's a great time to do.
It is. It really, it truly is.
Yep.
Now, we also have a great art component that goes along with the Price Tower, because, I mean, it houses the Arts Council.
Right, right. So we've got two different exhibitions that we're doing now. Mm-hmm. The one that has been there for the last several months is the Arkansas Territory, which will run through January 4th. So it's about an 80-piece exhibition that is depicting things that occurred over the last 200 years of the Arkansas Territory, which is portions of Arkansas and Oklahoma before they were each states. Mm-hmm. So it's a really beautiful collection. It's in our downtown or our downstairs gallery. And then upstairs, we just opened a one-month exhibition for a local artist. He's from Pawhuska. His name is Frank Lorenzo. And so he's brought in his life art and his paintings that he's done, and they are for sale. We've sold 5 pieces of his collection already, and so that's exciting. Great. And he's done a number of different phases in his career, and so we've got those on display on the second floor of the gallery.
I gotta tell you, that is one nice place to take in some beautiful works of art. I was down there for the Wright chef. My goodness sakes, there were just so many people. I couldn't see all the fine artwork, but my goodness sakes, it really is outstanding. And the way you have everything placed out there, it's a real comfortable view. It's very easy, very calming.
Right.
And you can really appreciate the work of each and every one of these artists. You can really take it all in.
You really can. Our curator, Shane Atkins, is really, you know, especially gifted to be able to, you know, make sure that the things are displayed properly in categories and with the lighting and those kinds of things, and with descriptions so that people can really understand, you know, perspectives from the artist and those kinds of things. And so it is a great time when you go to an event that's there. Like you said, a lot of times there's a lot of people in there and it's difficult to see the art. So if you come and we're open every day, the gallery used to be closed a couple of days and had limited hours, and we've opened it up. It's 7 days a week from 10 to 8, and it's free admissions. We would love donations as you leave if you've enjoyed it. You know, a lot of people are going to have guests here for the holidays, and what a great way to bring them to see the Price Tower, see some art. We've got tours that
that was my next question. Are you still conducting those?
Yeah, we are. They're limited numbers, and we're limiting the number of people on the tours. Face masks are required, but most of those are sold out just simply because we're doing a limited number of them. But, you know, take advantage of that, because it's an hour and 10, 15 minutes, and you really get a deep dive into what it was like to be there when it opened in 1956, and what it was like for the Price family to work there. And you get to see Mr. Price's office up on the 19th floor, which is, you know, I think just incredible to see that and see the views that he had and how he worked and those kinds of things. So,
and after an hour and a half, you might work up a little bit of an appetite.
There you go. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Make sure you put in a reservation.
Yes.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
And on top of that, the gift shop is still fully stocked, ready to roll.
Yeah. And what a great way, you know, I know people are, you know, getting gifts for people at the office mm-hmm. or getting gifts for, you know, family members. What a great way to, you know, give something from Bartlesville mm-hmm. and the Price Tower. We've got a fully stocked gift shop. We've got new gift cards now. So if you want to, you know, just give someone a gift card that's local mm-hmm. and they can use it for the hotel, the restaurant, or the gift shop. So right now we've got a special that if you buy a $100 gift card, we will give you a $20 gift card with that for free. So really trying to encourage folks to, you know, spend mm-hmm. some money, but also, you know, get something back. That we've got a lot of great things for men and women. We've got ties and socks for the men, and they're great patterns.
The socks go quickly.
They do go quick.
I don't know why that is, but it works.
You know, I mean, some, you know, I think we're all kind of in the let's get something clever and, mm-hmm. You know, but they're very stylish. They're all in kind of Frank Lloyd Wright motifs, if you will, and so they're fun and really good quality, and they're not too expensive. So
very good.
Yeah,
very good. Now if folks want to make that reservation, or if they want to check out, you know, just about anything else, how do we get a hold of you there at the Price Tower?
So our website is pricetower.org. Uh-huh. It's very easy. You can visit, dine, and stay. So you can look up all three of the elements that we provide there, or you can call us at 336-1000. So that's an easy number to remember. And our guest services would be glad to provide you with any of the details or make reservations for you in the hotel or in the restaurant for any time. We have several companies that are doing small company, you know, Christmas parties or Christmas lunches or dinners or those kinds of things. And we can put you in a private dining room, and the chef will prepare, you know, whatever the, you know, the choice is, that if you want something casual, if you want hors d'oeuvres, if you want, you know, a full on meal. He's really been excited to kind of work with folks and try to design the food and the menu that's really pleasing for them.
I got to hand it to Chef Jordan. He was given a very unusual set of circumstances this year to be our right chef.
Yeah.
But look what he was able to do with the help of Chef Nook and everyone involved.
Yeah.
You opened up the downstairs, the patio dining.
We did. And that really was tremendously popular. And, you know, I'll tell you, in talking to a number of people in the hospitality industry through this pandemic, it, you know, everyone has been down as far as sales sure. and revenue and those kinds of things. And I'll tell you, the people of Bartlesville and, you know, Chef Jordan in preparing food that was really pleasing to people. Mm-hmm. We had more guests in the 5 months after we opened from June to October than we did last year. Mm-hmm. So with that plaza opening, and we're going to reopen it come the spring, and we're remodeling the kitchen down there so that we can really put out some different kinds of food as well. And it really was something that I think was tremendously beneficial for the Price Tower. And it's really one of the few places that you can eat outside, but it's the only place that you can eat outside where you're not smelling exhaust fumes from people's cars if you're sitting on a sidewalk, you know, cafe. And there's nothing wrong with sidewalk cafes, but what a great space that is, right at the base of Price Tower and overlooking the Tower Center. It really is quite the space. And we've got heaters, we've got air misters, mm-hmm. we're going to get a canopy to kind of do some shading when it's really hot. But you know, we're going to try to have it so that most of Oklahoma weather we're going to be set and ready to go. So
I like that. I can't wait till spring to get here. I'm going to fast forward past Christmas and all that, because that, what a place to see a dinner and a show.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and you know, and with the community center, it'll reopen, and we'll start having events and, you know, the Broadway shows and those things there as well. So, you know, collaborating with them for a dinner and a show and those kinds of things are really going to happen soon. And so I think we're all kind of holding out for that. But take advantage of the Price Tower. Really helps support us. We offer memberships in order to help support us. The community in Bartlesville, and the guests that stay with us and eat with us, that is what sustains and supports the Price Tower. There are no other funding sources that we have, and so it's really important. Price Tower is an iconic building built by an iconic architect in Frank Lloyd Wright, and it's right here in our community. And I know from living in other cities, you don't necessarily always go to the places that are there, but you know, take advantage of what we have here and help support, you know, the beauty that is Price Tower and the iconic elements that that are there. And if you haven't been in a while, what a great time over the next couple of months in order to do that. We're taking all safety precautions. All of our staff are wearing masks. We're requesting that everyone who comes into the building wears a mask at all times. We're social distancing. Our restaurant is, you know, being cleaned. The hotel rooms are being sanitized on an ongoing basis. So it's a really nice opportunity for people to continue to support Price Tower. And we're asking for, you know, year-end donations as well. We put out our year-end ask, and we've had some success with that in reference to people, you know, stepping up and helping support. But I just encourage folks to continue to do that. And if you haven't made a donation to the Price Tower this year, what a great time to do that, and to really help us, you know, continue the mission that is to, you know, to preserve the tower that it is.
All right. Can they do that on the website?
They can do that as well. There's a big button that says donate, and, you know, it's about a 3-minute process. Put your credit card in there, and if you can do a matching with the company that you work for, that's even better. We'll walk you through and help you through all of those elements as well. And, you know, we have memberships, and we have a reciprocal with all of the North American museums that if you're a member of Price Tower, then you have free admission to hundreds of museums throughout the United States that you can also have free access to them.
Nice.
So you help support the Price Tower, but also, you know, in return, you're able to, as you travel throughout the country, to go to different museums, and you get free entrance to those as well.
Rick Lloyd, Price Tower, thank you much for being here.
Thank
and
you.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And come see us at the Price Tower.
You bet I will.
All right.
It's 8:50.